not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 217.
And it's Wednesday, January 17th, 2018.
Why is it Wednesday again? I thought we always meet on Tuesdays.
We normally do, but I had an engagement that I had to take care of.
You had an engagement to take care of.
Right.
I couldn't be here.
A pre-engagement.
I couldn't be here on Tuesday, hence why we're here tonight.
I see.
On Wednesday.
So, is this the second week in a row that we recorded on Wednesday?
No, we did 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. Last week was on Tuesday.
I think so. Yeah, you're probably right. When we record on the wrong day and post on the wrong day, I think it makes our fans like a day like offset. Like it messes their psychological calendar up.
But it could feel like the week is going faster because when they do listen to it, they think, oh, they recorded this Tuesday night. Today must be Wednesday when it's actually Thursday, and they only have one more day till the weekend.
Oh, you're right. So,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. We're beckoning in the weekend.
We are. Tonight, for this podcast, we do have some feedback that we're going to get to. We've got a few things to talk about. Probably won't be a super long podcast because it's a little bit later.
Oh, really? It is, yeah.
Later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
But someone emailed me and said, guess what? I'm all caught up with the French Press Podcast. Someone went back and listened from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
Not the most recent beginning. Not episode one.
No, episode 77-ish.
Wow. Okay.
To last week's episode.
That's insane.
You know, and speaking of that, I've actually been running into a number of people that have started way back and are slowly working their way through the content.
They're rifling through
all the nuggets. I asked this person, I guess I can say who it was. I don't think it matters. It was Charlene Pollard. I asked her, well, what changed from that episode to the episode today? And she said, we used to have more guests on longer ago, part of that is because of Mr. Dave. We had a regular guest appearance from our star teacher, Mr. Dave, to talk about history. And he's been overwhelmed with schoolwork, and I get it. He's very, very busy, and I understand. But she definitely noticed that we didn't have as many guests on, and I think that's a big part. We miss Mr. Dave, and I can only imagine that our listeners miss him even more.
Oh, I'm sure they miss him even more.
More. He was going to be...
Miss my mower, too.
He was going to join us over Christmas, but then Leighton and I were gone, just didn't work. I have much confidence in Mr. Dave that at some point in the future,
he will
return.
He will rear his head.
Yes. And then some other things she said... she likes three people on the podcast. She said it makes it more interesting.
Oh, good.
And even said that Jeff comes up with some crazy stuff. And she
I think
really,
that's a compliment to you, Jeff.
It is a compliment, Jeff. She even said that your comment about the retriever versus receiver just made her laugh on last week's episode. Anyway.
I have some feedback as well.
All right, hit me.
Weston, I don't really remember what he said, except for he loves the podcast. I'm sure that he'll be frustrated. And probably, like, when he listens to this, he'll remind me again.
Well, and that's why it's so important to write in, because it is true. It's hard to recall a conversation.
Right.
Even
that it is.
Even at the end of this podcast, it's hard to remember what was discussed at the beginning.
Right. And then I also have another piece of feedback, and... it was actually last night I was over at your church, Reuben, listening to a presentation from IGO. A group of students gave a presentation about their experience there and what IGO is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I won't mention her name, but I'll just say it was a lady from your church that told me, hey, she said, this is kind of awkward, but whenever I see you, like, I listen to your podcast, so whenever I happen to see you just out and about, I feel like I'm stalking you. Because I feel like I know you, and you have you don't know me at all, and it just makes it really awkward.
That's a weird phenomenon that happens. Like, the people around us know us better than...
We know ourselves.
We know ourselves, yeah.
I have people come up to me all the time and say, Layton, do you know how weird you are? And I'm like, no, I feel like I'm normal. And they're like, no, you are really weird. I'm like, oh, well, you must know me better than me.
we're snacking. Layton brought over some lemon bars. And in a few minutes, we'll have some coffee from Jeff's purchased French press. If you remember, last week we made two promises.
Okay. Promise number one?
Promise number one
was
that there would be a French press shirt for sale on the website by the time you're listening to this episode.
Yes.
Promise number two
was
that we would have our very own large French press that we would partake in. And what makes promises so special
is when they actually come true.
So, in order to keep promises special, we're only going to honor the one. And that is that the French press is here.
Yay! A large French press. Are we going to post a picture of it?
Oh, yeah.
We need to post a picture. We'll post,
it'll be in the thumbnail.
You should actually Instagram this story this.
We don't have thumbnails.
It won't be that. Okay.
We don't have thumbnails. Ruben, thumbnails are the key to all podcasts.
That is not true.
It's probably not true.
The title of the episode is.
the title is super important. The thumbnail helps if they're looking at your website, but not if they just use a podcast app.
It's a good point.
Thumbnail is good for video. Title is good for audio.
One reason.
What is one reason?
That the...
yeah,
the shirt.
Why are the shirts not available, Ruben?
Was neglected, and a reason that we're eating these lemon bars is for one big reason.
Is to console ourselves that we broke a promise.
Is to celebrate.
What are we celebrating?
We're celebrating the start of something new.
What new thing has started? What new thing has begun?
I alluded to it earlier when I said that I had a prior engagement.
What?
But yes. Carmen and I are engaged to get married, and I'm excited.
Woo! I think Jeff would be making a lot of noise, but he left the room.
He left to go get water for our French press.
Yeah, because he is a faithful little minion. But yeah, congratulations, Ruben. You are now an engaged man.
I am.
And I'm very happy for you.
I know.
But I must say, I find it a little bit disturbing that you feel the need to be closer to me than just a cousin. You also want to be my brother-in-law. It's just, I feel like a co-host and cousin, I thought that was close enough. It was enough for me. Apparently, it's not enough for you. But hey.
I don't know what I can say.
It's okay.
I mean, marrying your sister was out of the question.
Obviously.
Oh, and here comes Jeff with the water.
Jeff!
I have come.
I have great news for you.
What is the great news?
Ruben's engaged.
Oh! That's awesome, Ruben. I actually knew about it already.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah, congrats, Ruben. It's pretty cool.
I feel like this should give you the... I feel like this should give Jeff the...
All right, well, I'm going to video Jeff pouring water in our large French press.
Fine, then cut me off. It's okay.
All right, we'll come back to you in a moment. Jeff, I noticed the method you use is more of a circular method.
Yeah,
the circular pouring.
Evenly coat the grinds so that they bloom properly.
But if you pour it in the center, won't the grinds just sink to the bottom?
Use the wooden spoon that you have.
No, you just need more
use
water.
That to trough around. Use that coffee, spoon to steer.
It's like mushrooming slowly.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's too slowly, Jeff.
Yeah.
We're losing heat.
A bloomin' coffee.
I think you just want to pour it all in and then stir it.
I feel like Ruben's just getting impatient and is tired of watching Jeff pour water into the French press.
Okay, now I'll pour the rest of it.
Hold on. Stop, because that's one video.
Wait. You can't do multiple videos?
You can't do multiple videos on Instagram stories.
Alright, well, I'm going to video Jeff pouring water.
Oh, crap. This is on my personal one.
Oh, we'll just repost it with the French press one. Can't you?
I've seen people do it, but I don't know how you do it.
Just post it with your personal one. It's fine, and then we'll.
With your personal one.
It's okay.
My arm is getting kind of tired.
Your arm is getting tired from holding. This is how you know that Jeff has an office job now. His arm is getting tired from holding water.
Like,
that is an awkward.
4 pounds, 5 pounds of coffee.
Let me feel that. I want to.
Bridged out. It's pretty hot.
Set it down once. Okay. All right, I got it. Ooh, yeah, that's got some heft to it.
Yeah.
And it's a really good workout on the forearms. All Speaking right. of which, I have something about Kyle working out.
I'm ready for it now, Jeff. Now, okay. These are shorter ones, so make it quick.
Yeah, make it bloom.
That's what I'm talking
Make it
about.
Bloom.
That is.
Oh, yeah, pour it all in there.
And I like to stir it then afterwards.
Yeah, this is the purpose of this wooden lefty.
Oh, your hands are huge.
These are shorter ones, so make it quick. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Make it bloom.
That is.
Ooh, look at this creamy goodness. I hope the water's not too hot.
Ugh.
Because that would suck pretty bad.
We'll just let it cool, Jeff. You think
no,
it'll
I mean,
coffee.
Like, if it ruins the coffee.
Don't overfill it. Nobody likes an overfilled French press.
That's right.
This isn't like Joy where you want it shaken.
And overflowing.
And spilling over.
Running over.
Oh, perfect. An ironing board. The perfect surface for hot objects.
Yes.
Now, Jeff, from the research I've done, you want to let it sit like that for a few minutes, about 2 minutes?
4 minutes.
Let him correct you, Ruben. All right.
Ruben, I have the app.
You have the French press app?
I have a coffee making app.
Well, I manage a website called the French Press Podcast, and I'm pretty sure they would know the most about French presses.
This app that I have.
Yeah,
is their insane.
One person that they have on there, Jeff, he knows what he's talking about.
True. Anyway, we can go. What were you saying again?
What was I saying? I can't even remember. But I back to your engagement.
Yes.
I do have some advice that I want to give you.
Good.
Or maybe it's not so much advice as much as a forewarning of what is to come.
Mm-hmm.
And what is to come is, you know, you guys are engaged now, and that's well and good. But I'm going to predict, because it's what happened to me and my now wife, that whenever we either were talking on the phone, we're having a long phone conversation, or got together and went on a havesy date sort of thing,
A havesy date?
Well, see, that's what happens.
It's post.
It never engagement. Becomes. After you get engaged, it's so difficult to have just a date where you're just spending time together because you want to spend time together, and it turns into, hey, let's have a session of planning wedding.
Ooh.
It always becomes that. It always turns into that.
How involved were you with the wedding planning?
I was insanely involved. I made the decorations.
Okay? Yeah, you did spend a decent amount of time
I
on
told
that.
Her all the possibilities of... Ruben, do you see these hands?
I do.
Do you see my
I'm
hands?
I'm raising Layton's two hands.
I'm raising them above the table.
Almost like in a form of surrender.
Right. These are the hands that made quite a few decoration for
You're
my
right.
wedding.
You made the candle holders.
I made the candle holders, and
the
I also made the hoops that were hanging, dangling, as it were, from the, what do you call that frame that was above, the canopy?
The trellis? Canopy?
That was above our bridal table.
Canopy, probably.
It was some kind of wooden frame at the reception hall.
Mm-hmm.
Gazebo.
In which we hung, yeah, kind of like a gazebo-ish, but no swing.
Gazebos have swings?
I always felt like gazebos have some kind of swing.
No.
They don't?
No, I don't think any of them do.
They're not
usually have sitting area.
Okay. We'll find then the gazebo.
But a gazebo is octagonal.
This was a four-sided gazebo.
Four-sided gazebo.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's like a striped horse.
I only warn you that it's going to be difficult to not talk about wedding every time you're interacting with your now fiancé.
You just have to have this switch that you set upon the table. And the one
like a
side
a whip, you mean?
No, no, like a
switch.
Like a light switch.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Okay. Like a giant flip light switch. Okay. And just one side says wedding planning, the other side says not wedding planning. And you set it on the table and you flip it.
That's
off.
Good. I feel like there's probably an app for that.
It probably
I just
is.
Have my phone upright and then I can just tap it and then I'll say wedding planning is in session and I tap it again, then it says wedding planning is not in session.
I feel like you could just have like a little button that goes, eh. And then when you guys decide, okay, it is time to stop talking about wedding, then you like agree, you both agree, and then when you have agreed that it's time to stop, then anytime somebody mentions something about wedding or like, hey, that would look good for our table, whatever, any kind of wedding planning thing comes up, you hit that little eep button. And it should shut the person up.
Mm-hmm. Could you make that for me? With those hands that have made so many things?
I could make an Android app that would do that.
Jeff, that just, who would use it
you
then?
You just push a button and it makes a sound?
Yep.
That's excellent, Jeff. Let's call it Jeff's Stop Talking About Weddings Now app. I buy apps cash. This is Jeff Miller with Good App Management.
All right, let's go for our first sip.
I am not an app developer or with any app company.
Let's go with our first sip.
Okay, first sip of the French Press podcast, French Press.
It almost tastes sweet.
It's not terrible, but it's really strong.
It's insanely strong.
Yeah, I'll have to dial that one back a bit.
It's a good thing that I brought in these lemon bars that my wife made.
The perfect complement for strong coffee.
In celebration of Ruben's engagement. Let the sweetness of this lemon bar match the sweetness of your future marriage.
What a beautiful toast.
That's putting a lot of pressure on these lemon bars.
Anyway, we actually tried.
So I should have let the water cool off a little bit more before I poured it in, because I think that would have helped with the brew quality.
Yeah, Jeff.
This coffee is so hot that I can't help but have to slurp it. I can't just drink it down.
Layton, since I have coffee and no lemon bar, can you ship me another lemon bar?
Sure. Notice he said another one.
And another one.
I didn't have supper, so
it's okay. Anyway, part of our experience, Layton, reminded me
you
of...
You took all the powdered sugar off.
I accidentally flipped it over and all the powdered sugar fell off. It's all heaped in a pile now.
Now the sweetness factor is significantly less.
Well, it's on that one bite.
That one bite. Let that one bite describe.
I was planning on proposing on... We were going to go on a hike.
Okay.
But then the roads turned nasty. It snowed.
This sounds oddly familiar.
It did sound oddly familiar. And so we didn't go on the hike, but we're going to go to Eureka Springs. It's a quaint town.
Have you been there before?
No.
Oh, you should go.
We did go.
Oh, you
That's
did go.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's yeah. good that you went, because it's so good.
But we were going to go to this glass chapel, but it was closed.
Oh.
January and February, it's shut down. But to get back into the town, there's about three different ways to get there, roughly.
Rough.
And the way the GPS took us was the steepest way to go on Perfect. Roads that had not been plowed at all. And it wasn't like it was 5 or 6 inches of snow. It was just about 2 inches of snow, maybe three.
But the roads are slick.
It is slick, and it was steep.
Ugh.
Especially at this one point, as we turn to go up the hill.
This sounds like more than one story that we've had on this podcast before.
About slippery roads in Arkansas?
Yeah, slippery roads in Arkansas.
Well, yeah, you're right. We have heard this before. Just not with these two characters. Anyway, we started going up, and then we did start sliding backwards down. I cranked the wheel and actually swung the vehicle around.
So that we were pretty much
facing down again.
Was that all in one smooth motion?
Close. It was not quite.
That's impressive.
It was a two-point motion.
That's still impressive.
I did spin more than...
More than 90 degrees?
More than 90 degrees. Okay. So then I had to back up a little bit, and then I could pull forward.
Okay. Wow. I think the reason you...
Carmen claims that we almost hit a tree. Slight exaggeration. It wasn't that close.
It was about 6 or 7 inches.
Well, I think the reason that you did it so smoothly is because, like, you probably were picturing what happened to me and thought, okay, now I need to do what Leighton did. But because I'm prepared for it, I can do it in a much smoother motion. And tell me, did you at any point get out of the car?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I was going to say, if you would have, you probably almost would have passed out.
Because that's also what you did.
Because that's what I did. Well, I didn't quite pass out, but it was close.
We finally did make it down into the part of Eureka Springs we were trying to get to.
Okay.
And there's this hotel that is there. There was this...
The Crescent Moon?
Yes, Crescent something.
Yeah.
There was this hotel that back in the late 1800s, there was this doctor that came to the town and claimed to have a magic potion that would heal cancer. And he ended up... What was that?
At door...
It ended up, I mean, he was a total fraud, and he was giving
them... So he was a quack.
He was a quack. And he was basically killing people.
Killing people, that's pretty extreme.
We didn't get the whole story, but let me... Keep expounding. We heard this story because we drove past a hotel, and you look at it, and it just looks kind of eerie.
Yeah.
And then, because everything was kind of shut down, it's wintertime, there's not as much happening in that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We thought they're probably not giving tours, and maybe we should just keep on going. But we decided, let's just go inside and just look around a little bit. So we got out, walked into the front desk, and the lady asked us, hey, what can I do for you guys? And then we just said, we just came in just to look around. And then she said, oh, yeah, feel free to walk around. You can go. If any of the rooms are open, you can go into any of the rooms. So we started walking around, went into some of the rooms. And what's really creepy about it is that they have a bunch of old pictures. Yep. It just looks... Have you been in it?
Yeah. Okay. We went there on one of our dates.
Oh. It's a very non-romantic place.
I actually thought...
The hotel.
Very fitting.
The hotel.
Yeah.
Eureka Springs is... I like Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
That hotel is kind of creepy. But then all of a sudden, this guy who worked there came up to us and said, oh, do you want to see one of the suites? Oh. And so he, like, took us around, and they... Some of the rooms were really nice.
Okay.
Almost, they were very clean. It was old, but they were very clean, and some of them had a balcony that you could go see at, or you could go out onto.
Okay.
And pretty much all the rooms in the hotel, you can stay in them.
Oh, wow.
And there's a handful of rooms that are haunted, have activity, and those are the ones that are the most requested to stay in.
Why?
Yeah, people like to be afraid. Anyway, he was telling us that... this doctor who came to Eureka Springs basically this potion was a bunch of just random stuff plus battery acid.
Oh, wow.
And
That's healthy.
He would have, as people would come, patients, he would have them sign multiple forms, and then...
One of them was to give him all their money?
Pretty much. Even after they would die, he would have the nurses write down, hey, I'm feeling better, and then with that person's signature on that paper... And they would send it to the family asking for more money, even after the patient had already died.
Oh, wow.
He eventually did die of cancer himself.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm surprised his battery acid didn't heal him.
There's a lot more details there, and it is called the Crescent Hotel.
Okay.
If you're looking for it. And the doctor's name was, I believe, Norman...
Quack.
Norman something.
Probably Norman Crescent.
Norman Baker.
Mm. Okay.
Speaking of weird doctors, there is a true story of somebody who did this. I forget the details, but I remember hearing about it. This guy actually worked at a mental hospital back in the day, and they believed that you could help somebody improve their mental state, you know, that was crazy, by actually, like, removing or damaging part of the brain. And see what he would actually, he had this procedure, it was super dangerous, but he would take an ice pick in through the eye socket right next to the eye and, like, basically, like, stir somebody's brain.
Oh, my goodness.
To help, you know, reduce whatever symptoms. And most of the time, it didn't work.
Huh.
Sometimes the people died. Other times, the people were just totally retarded afterwards. But there's, like, there's actually, like, pictures of this dude doing this.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it was before medical research was where it is now, like, it was actually thought that it actually helped.
Oh, my goodness. So weird. That is outrageous. Anyway, so we get back from Eureka Springs, and then went out to eat at an awesome restaurant, Top of the Rock, the Osage.
Ah, oh, yes.
It's excellent food. Service was super friendly, partly because...
You were engaged.
The roads were bad, and so there weren't that many people there. You know, the story of in Egypt, when Joseph told his servants to, like, pay extra special attention to the youngest brother, and it says that they were around him like flies around honey or bees around honey or something.
It says that?
I don't know.
Maybe that was the Odyssey version of it. Okay. But anyway, that's kind of how it felt like. They were like bees buzzing.
They were
friendly bees buzzing around.
And you were the honey. Or just a fellow worker bee.
No, they were just
bee.
Around us like we were honey.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then as we...
Well, that's nice. I hope you tipped well.
I did.
Good.
But if you're ever in the area going through Branson, you should definitely...
Hit Top of the Rock.
There's so much there.
Yeah.
We were there over in December.
Over Christmas.
Close to Christmas time. They had lights there. Beautiful. It's huge.
Their light display is insane.
I believe the person who started Bass Pro made this Top of the Rock lodge. You can stay there.
The person that started Bass Pro.
I believe so.
You're probably right.
Somehow they're tied to Bass Pro.
Hmm.
Anyway, and then as we were walking back, we were walking outside. There's, I don't even know what you'd call it, but a walkway kind of outside the building. And I popped the question, and she said yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think she suspected it coming up?
No, she didn't. Because she said she could tell I wasn't nervous at all.
That's good. Were you nervous?
Not until right that moment.
Like when you decided, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
And you were like...
Pretty much. I had to ask her again if she said no. No, if she said yes, because I wasn't even really listening after I had popped the question.
Did you say yes? That's what I heard.
In my mind, that's what I heard.
Right. That's good. Well, congratulations, Ruben.
Anyway, we... talk about something else.
Yeah, I got something. and it's sort of, I mean, it's not near as special as what you have, what you just announced, Ruben, but I have something, an engagement, as it were, coming up. And, you know, you're getting married because you're tired of being alone. I am tired of being not alone, but without a woodworking shop. And so this actually just kind of happened organically. This past Sunday, we were at my aunt and uncle's house. And we were having lunch with my Yoder's side, the Yoder's side of the family. And my wife and I were explaining what, like, the definition of an agenda question. And an agenda question, it kind of is related to what we talked about earlier. When it annoys you, like I say earlier, a couple episodes, either last episode or the episode before, We talked about talking on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and how it really annoys you when someone calls you up and say, "Hey, Ruben, are you busy?"
Yes.
And is you assume that's because they want something from you.
Mm-hmm.
That "are you busy" question, that's an agenda question, because they have something in mind,
mm-hmm.
and rather than going straight to what they want, they're kind of like feeling out, sort of like, "Can I fit you into my agenda?"
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Very much.
So we were in the process of explaining that, and my brother-in-law, who is a great handyman and loves just tinkering, not tinkering, but he knows quite a bit of construction, and he's done some remodeling, and it's just all hoo-ha, and he's knowledgeable in that sort of stuff. And he was listening to us explain this, like what an agenda question was. And then I said, you know, it's kind of like if I would say, "Hey, Andy, are you busy this next Saturday?" And he's like, possibly, it depends. and then I was like, well, this is an agenda question because I want to finally finish my garage so that I could do woodworking in there. And he's like, oh, I see what an agenda question was. Okay. And then we left it at that. But about, I don't know, 15 minutes later, I then go over to them. Go over to him and say, "Hey, I want to actually get my garage done so that I can do woodworking in there. Are you busy this Saturday?" And he's like, "Well, no, that sounds like fun. Whatever." And so then I was like, "Wow, okay, so this is happening. This is it."
So are you next Saturday? You're not a fan of an agenda question?
No, I'm not a fan of an agenda question.
The reason I don't like agenda questions is because the other person, if they say they're not, if you say you're not busy, the other person assumes that you're in, that you're going to help.
Ruben, yeah.
Do whatever they want.
When you asked Carmen to marry you, did you lead with an agenda question?
Say, "Are you busy for the rest of your life? What did you... Are you... available? for death, do you part from me?"
No, I did not lead with an agenda question.
Are you wanting a lifelong companion? So,
Ruben, didn't your grandpa propose like that? Didn't he ask his fiance if she wanted to cook for him for the rest of his life or something like that?
Wow, how romantic.
I thought I heard that story.
Maybe.
Oh.
It sounds like familiar, like I have heard it before, but I don't remember who it was.
I should tell you, I'm not quite done with my agenda thing, but
continue.
I also want to tell you the story of how my parents got engaged. So, I have Andy lined up to come and help me this coming Saturday.
So, in about four days.
Right. And then I was like, okay, sweet. So, he's coming over. And then the very next night, it just so happens that I was hanging out with Jeff and my cousin Nicholas and Theodore. And I just decided, hey, you know what? I might as well invite them too. And so then Nicholas and Jeff agreed that they would come and help somewhat.
But Theodore didn't?
Theodore had something going, I think.
You couldn't tell?
I couldn't. He likes to do that. He likes to make you, like...
It usually ends up being tinkering with something at the coffee shop, like maybe one of the tables is teetering a little bit or a chair's a little squeaky.
Are you serious? Is that what he does?
That's often what he does on Saturday.
Well, I thought he also, gave his truck some truck loving.
Oh, he does that, too.
I would deem that as relatively important.
I mean, yeah.
Worthwhile. If you're going to have a truck, you might as well make it look nice and, you know, make sure it's
running,
feeling loved. Anyway, and then I went to work, and my one coworker, Adam, he lives close by me, or he also lives in town, at least, and I mentioned to him that, hey, this coming Saturday, I'm having a frolic at my house. And so you should show up.
You're invited.
You're invited.
I think the key is to make people feel like there is a happening about to happen.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like they're gonna miss out on experience.
They're gonna miss out if you don't come.
Right. And he was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll totally come." And then 2 days later, he backed out. So
you're back down to three plus you.
Three help plus me. It won't take long.
No, it shouldn't take long.
And it'll be fun. I think it'll be pretty
fun. Are you, you're putting insulation and
OSB.
OSB.
Right, and we're going to have to cut some holes for electrical.
You're using the pink insulation?
No.
Or the yellow?
It's brown.
Okay.
It's faced.
It's all faced. I know is the yellow stuff is terrible, and I hate it.
Okay, no, you should not get itchy. I mean, granted, I was only insulating the walls, and the walls is a little bit easier than the ceiling, but I'm planning on cutting 4-foot strips so that you don't have to, like, worry about, like, the entire roll just, dangling. Like,
dangling over.
Yeah. It should go fairly fast once we get into a flow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that we've covered that, I'm really excited about this frolic that we're going to have. Meanwhile, my brother-in-law had a fire at his house. His front porch caught on fire.
Different brother-in-law.
Right. Not the one that's going to come frolic. But he's had a fire at his house, and he had some fire damage. And with the insurance money, he's going to make a little room, I think, or maybe replace the porch or something. He's going to do something, but he's actually going to have a frolic at his house.
Also on Saturday?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully not. But I still feel kind of dumb as far as, like, having a frolic. Like, here's a man that actually has a need. Like, he had a crisis. He's had a tragedy.
It's all about...
He had stuff burnt.
He had smoke damage. I know, but it's just about... It's just... You're just comparing it.
Right.
I mean, think of it... Well, what if I would have a frolic to go put together a grill or something like that? Like, compared to insulating your garage, that would seem like, oh, come on, Ruben, just do it by yourself.
Right.
No, I would totally come to that because I would think that I would get some grilled food afterwards.
Yeah, way, if you come to mine, you might get, like, a little, like, wood trinket.
Wooden trinket. You can take this chunk of OSB home with you.
Yeah, I'll give you a corner. Leftover
scrap you can have.
But only if I don't want it. Anyway, now, back to how my parents got engaged.
Mm, yeah.
So, they had been going to Berea for quite a while they were dating. Because mom went to Berea, I believe. No, my dad went to Berea, and my mom went to Maple Lawn, I think.
Yes,
back when they were dating. Anyways, so they had been dating for, I don't know how many months, but some months. And then people started kind of asking, like, so are you guys planning on getting married sometime? And my mom was like, I don't know. I don't know. And then dad just kind of like, eh, whatever. And then they were driving away from church after some given Sunday. And mom is like, so are we ever going to get married? And dad says, I don't care. When do you want to get married? And then it was decided, yeah, let's get married in May. And that's how they got engaged.
And that's how you became a thing.
That's me.
That is funny.
It just happened by happenstance.
That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Jeff, how did your parents get engaged?
You know, I actually don't even know.
I don't know how my parents got engaged either.
Hmm. Also, legend has it that on their first date that my dad took my mom on.
This is not legend. This is true.
This is true. He went through a McDonald's drive-thru. And you might think, oh, McDonald's, that's not even romantic. You're right. You're right, it's not. Number one, McDonald's not romantic. Number two, the drive-thru is especially like you're going to eat in the car. So you're not even sitting down together. And then number three, he did not ask her if she wanted any food. And she was like starving. And he just got himself a meal. He didn't have supper, so he was hungry.
And he assumed that she had eaten supper.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
That is great. So, for those of you who for you men who are still single and thinking about asking a girl out, take those pointers for the first date. You know, don't
well, and whenever,
see if she's hungry.
If you ever go, if you ever grab something, ask her if she wants something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of all this, Ruben, I brought something to the table this week. What I brought was a single thought.
Oh, Jeff.
And so
your timing is
perf.
It's on point.
Yeah. So I brought a single thought, and then along with it, we're going to afterwards discuss the inspiration behind this single thought. And I actually sent you guys a picture.
did you text it to us, or what did you do?
Okay.
Well, I'm getting the single thought soundtrack ready to go.
Do we have to do a search of YouTube again?
No, I do have the file downloaded.
You do have it.
He is prepared.
But I need to plug in my computer here.
The aux cord?
Yeah.
It's going over to Jeff. Jeff probably has it because...
Oh, you plugged in, Jeff?
Nope, I'm not plugged in.
See, that's why we need a better table.
Technical difficulties. I feel like it's not a limitation of the table. It's just a limitation of preparation.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but blaming something else is easier.
It's always the best.
Yeah, Jeff.
Jeff, are you ready?
I am ready. If you're not depressed about a life spent alone, stick around. We'll get you there. This past week, I was on Instagram, and I saw an advertisement for this product. And I was like, man, I could get this and actually know what the comfort of a real human being is. And this product says, the advertisement says, it's got that comforting feeling of snuggling with an actual human. And I was like, finally.
Did you order one, Jeff?
I did not order one.
He was ever so slightly tempted, though.
You did, yeah, you sent us a picture.
So anyways, I was just like, okay, this is like some pretty, either it was a random circumstantial thing that whatever this came up on my Instagram feed, or they're specifically targeting mid-20-year-old males.
Well, and because of your Facebook status, they know.
Actually, they would know.
Because it's linked Instagram, Facebook.
So anyways, yeah, this is such a... I was almost offended by this. It just looks so depressing. It really does. The picture, the guy just looks depressed.
Can you post it on Instagram, Jeff?
On my Instagram?
No. On the French Press Instagram.
I can share it to you and to, because I don't have the French Press Instagram.
I'll give you the login for it.
Okay, you do that.
So we'll post that on Instagram that you guys can.
So, anyways,
check it out.
This guy, it's an advertisement for this thing called a gravity blanket, and basically it's just a weighted blanket.
It does look really cozy.
It does look really comfy, but the guy in the picture just looks super depressed.
Does he not look super depressed?
He looks like he's imagining being with a person, and he looks like he has memories in his mind, and he's thinking back.
He looks like the modern-day Mona Lisa, because
there's so many expressions in there.
He has a half-smile and half-not-smile. It's half-smiling, half-mundane.
There's sadness and joy in his face.
There's sadness in his eye. And happiness in his mouth.
Yeah, kind of. Either that or he's just on the verge of breaking out bawling.
That's true. I could kind of see that.
Like his mouth is like starting to...
His lip is almost quivering.
His lip is quivering. They caught him mid-quiver.
Yeah.
That was a good find, Jeff. Thank you for continuing to perform with your single thoughts.
Yes.
And I do have a tech tip for you that we promised last week and never got to.
Yeah, Ruben, I need to know how to get my life more private.
Okay, it was about privacy. Privacy, and does it ever, have you ever got a notification from Apple Maps or possibly Google Maps telling you, hey, it's been, or it's going to take you 13 minutes to get home, or it's going to take you 25 minutes with current traffic to get to 523 East Jackson Street or whatever it might be.
Right.
Have you ever received those?
Yes.
Okay. That is because Apple is tracking your location, and when you go somewhere, frequent a location on a certain day and time, it remembers that, and so it'll just tell you a few minutes beforehand, hey, it's going to take you about 30 minutes to get there if it normally, if you're normally there around 30 minutes from the current time or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
If that annoys you or you just don't like Apple tracking your privacy, period.
Okay.
Go into settings.
Okay, settings.
Are you there?
Yeah. And this is to turn off location tracking, basically.
Yes. I mean, you can, so if you're using Apple Maps, Google Maps, you'll still use it. It's just pretty much background.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, history tracking, not using your location for
a certain app. Your current location.
Yeah.
Right.
And then go to privacy.
Privacy.
It's down the third section there.
Third section? Yeah. Got it. It's got a big hand.
It's got a hand.
White, like, hand.
Stop.
Stop privacy.
And then click on location services.
Location services.
And then scroll down until you see system services.
System services.
And then you might see significant locations towards the bottom.
Oh, I have that turned off.
Okay. That is, and if you click on that and if it's turned on, it'll show you all the locations that it has marked as places you have frequented. What really annoyed...
Do you have it turned on?
I have it turned on.
Okay.
Well, and I know you think I'm very private and whatnot.
Yeah.
What really annoyed me about this was that every so often, when I'd be about finished right with the podcast, go out my car, I'd get notifications saying, you are 28 minutes from Garcia Law Office. With current traffic, you should get there in time or whatever, whatever it normally says.
This was a notification from
Apple
Maps?
From Apple Maps, yeah. I have never gone to Garcia Law Office.
Are you sure?
Positive. However, Garcia Law Office is a business that no longer exists across the street from my house.
Oh.
And so it thought I was going there instead of home. And so, two things. I went and requested Apple. I told them that this business is no longer here. It's closed. And I just did it by finding it in
Apple Maps.
In Apple Maps. And you can hit the little eye icon and you can make a suggestion that, hey, this place is closed. And you can even take a picture of it, too. And I was so happy. I got a notification a few days later from Apple Maps saying, hey, we have removed Garcia Law Office from Apple Maps, which I was really impressed with. Like, they actually gave me feedback that they used my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. They gave you feedback on your feedback.
Yeah.
Re-feedback.
Anyway, so that was a little side note. The reason I first looked into this is because I was irritated about it saying I was going somewhere that I hadn't been. And other similar thing is that the Cornerstone Ministries building used to be a funeral home. Huh. And it's still marked as a funeral home on Apple Maps. I did go and I suggested a change.
Good.
And took a picture of the new building with the new sign. So hopefully that will get updated as well soon. But the same thing would happen. I helped with a homework club there on certain days mm-hmm. of the week. Yeah. And it would tell me, you have about 25 minutes to
get to
Cobb Funeral Home. You should leave now. Hopefully, from now on, it'll say you have 25 minutes to Cornerstone Ministries.
Mm.
That would make me... Mm-hmm. Much happier man.
Well, and actually, this is a thing on Android phones as well, especially with the use of Google Now. And I freaked out the first time I saw this. And I actually find it useful. I actually like the location tracking simply because Google keeps a record on my personal account in my maps of where I've been. And so it actually really helped me. I went to this place to reorder something. I actually had to go to the business to reorder something that I ordered before. And I didn't remember, they didn't have my name. They couldn't find my name. But they could go by the date. And I actually looked in my Maps app and it said, you were last here on this day. And so we were able to find the receipt very quickly, which was pretty cool.
That is cool, Jeff.
But in order to turn that off here, there's actually multiple settings. So you have to go into settings, and then you scroll down to security and location, which is a little lock icon next to it. You go into there, and then you go to location, and you go into the submenu location. You have to turn that off, but then also at the very bottom, there's Google location history, and if you have it enabled, there's Google location sharing. You have to go into each of those and turn those off as well. So even if you have the location turned off, they're still going to try to keep record of your location history by Wi-Fi networks that you connect to and stuff like that.
All right, very good. So there we got you covered on Apple Maps, or for iPhone and for Android users. So you're welcome. All right, I'm just looking over any of the notes that I took from previous episode.
I thought of a really good poll question this past week. And oh, now, yeah. Now I forget what it was.
We've got some feedback there as well. Mitch said that he's noticed that the poll question, the lack of a poll question, is becoming quite a problem for him.
Well, so my whole thing on it is, I don't really care what he thinks. I'm just kidding. No, but I do think that, I mean, we're selling t-shirts based on the premise of us having poll questions.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where it spawned from. And then
we just
then,
need to have a new t-shirt.
Yeah, we need to either make a different t-shirt or have poll questions more regularly.
So, Jeff, you absolutely can't think of your poll question.
I cannot remember what my poll question was.
That spites
me. I guess that could be our poll question. Should we just make a different t-shirt?
Well, I'm pretty sure everyone would say yes.
I'm pretty sure this is exactly the point where we'd apply, your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We'll get around to making a t-shirt if you like it.
The t-shirt needs to be inspired. It can't just come out of thin air.
It's true.
It needs to be inspirational.
It needs to... it something, a piece of content needs to come out. Like,
it needs to be connected.
Like, I think a good t-shirt idea would be, it just says, a new t-shirt, Batman.
New t-shirts, Batman.
New t-shirts, Batman.
You're right. We there's
another
a few
one would be, get to the point.
That
would be a good one.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Get to the point.
Yeah. But to wrap this all up.
Yeah.
T-shirts cost money.
I feel like this could be part of get to the point.
T-shirts cost money.
So I'll let you get to the point, Layton, and then I might add a few points if you don't hit the ones I was going to add.
Okay.
So, Layton, why don't you get to the point?
Okay. I don't have very many.
I'll help you out.
We had a lot of content, but I feel like we didn't have a lot of points.
We need more guests.
Okay. So that's point number one.
Yes.
Okay. We need more guests.
You don't need to write it down.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
I'm just telling you.
All right.
We also need more poll questions.
Okay.
So that the shirt stays relevant.
Okay.
And we should at least think about another shirt.
Okay.
Those engaged. Are your points. I'm engaged.
You're engaged.
I'm going to get married.
Okay.
I'm happy about it.
Good. My points are French Press Podcast has a French press.
Yes.
Woohoo.
And it's big enough for, we didn't even drink it all.
Yeah.
It's true.
We drank about half of
Partly
it.
Probably because it was so
strong. I drank
strong.
About not even a quarter of my cup.
It was amazingly perfect with the lemon bars, by the way.
Yeah.
What did you say, Layton?
I drank about a quarter of my cup. Didn't even, make a dent. French Press has a French press. Point number two of Leighton's list of points. A frolic is happening at Leighton's house this Saturday. Point number three, and the final one, Ruben asked Carm an agenda question.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jeff's still single. But don't worry.
Be happy.
He has a gravity blanket.
I do have a grim fairy tale for next week, and it's a pretty good one.
Okay. Good. Good.
Gives me the chills.
All right, Layden, what is the word of the week?
Word of the week is frolic.